Carla, could you please read item number 123?
Request of Nidal Call to address council regarding East Portland pilot project.
Mr. Call, welcome. And as you're getting settled, I just want to acknowledge that this is a big month and a big year for small business in our community. As my colleagues know, Venture Portland is celebrating its 30th anniversary, and we have their executive director and board chair with us today. Recently, they had a celebration at the Melody Ballroom. This Friday, Supportland is hosting its Hidden Hearts Valentine's Day event, where shoppers can get rewards for shopping at certain stores and participating in Supportland. And I'll be touring a number of those stores with Ruth Miles, the Secretary of State's Small Business Advocate. And then we'll be talking about other small business initiatives throughout the year. But here we're today, you've signed up to talk about the East Portland pilot project, so welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Commissioners. My name is Nidal Call, and I am the owner of Furniture Plus and the property that it occupies right on Halsey Street in the heart of Gateway. I also own Celebrity Tan, which is at Mall 205. I moved into Gateway, it would be in 2008 when we opened our first Celebrity Tan, and then in 2010, we acquired the property and then opened the furniture store in Gateway. Collectively, we provide about a dozen jobs at any given moment of the year, and we've been very proud to be a part of Gateway. I'm also serving on the Gateway Area Business Association Board, currently as their secretary, and also the chair of the Halsey-Weidler Working Group, which is a subcommittee of the Gateway Area Business Association dedicated to Halsey and Weidler specifically, where we've made significant improvements in planning the streetscape, the future streetscape for Halsey and Weidler in partnership with the with PBOT and the Portland Development Commission. So on behalf of the Gateway Area Business Association Board of Directors and Gateway Businesses, I'm here today to discuss the East Portland pilot project. Very proud to do so. Just to give you a little background, since 1950, the Gateway Area Business Association has supported our business district, which stretches from I-205 all the way east to 162nd, and then I-84 all the way to Southeast Market Street. Very, very diverse demographic. We have about 55 languages that are spoken in our district. There are over 400 businesses providing over nearly 4,600 jobs in the district. The recession and the rapidly changing demographics have disproportionately stressed our community and our once thriving organization and struggled to connect with the rapidly evolving mix of business and residents in our area. About 28% of Gateway residents are people of color, and that number has more than doubled since 1990. The average household income in Gateway is growing disproportionately slower than the city as a whole. And so this is an area of concern and why projects such as this pilot project are critical for economic development in our district. Gateway also has, you know, there's a soft spot in my heart for it. It is one of the last gems that requires a little bit of polishing in the city of Portland. Projects like this help us polish that. So on behalf of Gateway, I want to thank City Council for funding the East Portland project and providing the urgently needed resources to our business district. Gateway was incredibly proud. I personally was very honored last
night. An extra 30 seconds.
Thank you. Very honored to have Commissioner Fish out at my store last spring on to celebrate Small Business Week and launch the kickoff of this project. So with the support of this project, we're able to initiate further growth of our business district. I have to really thank Venture Portland. We have Adrian Sweetwater, who is serving Gateway and a couple other business districts. And with her help in Venture Portland, we were able to really put together a strategic plan for growing our district. And just to give you a few metrics, our membership has increased more than 12%. I personally am expecting at least another 10% this year. And we've planned several other events to coincide with Earth Day and National Small Business Week this spring. So these are all catalytic efforts that really would not be possible without this project and similar programs. So I will close by asking you to continue to invest in Gateway and East Portland and extend funding for the pilot project for an additional year, which will give us the ability to strengthen our new events and really give us an opportunity to achieve these metrics that we've set out.
Thank you very much, Mr. Call.
Thank you.